fucking believe this. The same shit happened to the same guy twice.
It's that sexy.
Hey yo, sweetie, you're looking kind of pretty. What's a girl like you doing in this rough city?
I'm just here trying to hold my own ground.
Yeah, I think I like how that sound. What you say we get to know each other better?
That sounds good, but I don't think that I can let you.
I don't know, tell me, is it so? Do you get a kick out of telling brothers
no? No, it's not that, see, you don't understand. I said I put it, I got a man.
What your man got? I'm not trying to hear that scene.
I'm not one of those girls that go whipping around.
I'm not a duck, baby, so don't play me like a clown.
Oh, we tucking it back. We getting positive up in here with a little positive K. But first, I'm your boy DJ MC. Jag. And of course, what up, Steve?
DJ Castle, because we are the DJs that like to spin it, mix it, throw it back, and dissect it. And this is one that I've been wanting to do probably since we started.
That's right.
It's always been like on the chopping block of like, all right, well, we could do positive K, I got a man, and then we end up going with the other one. So yes, it's about time we finally got this one in here from 1993. I took a guess as I was looking for it.
That's a good guess.
Soft by a year.
That was good.
Yeah, feels like a 93 jam. Yeah.
So out the gate, just want to say that in this song, always thought that the girl singing was a girl from TLC, Left Eye.
Definitely doesn't sound like Left Eye.
No, you never thought that.
I mean, I saw the video, and that's clearly not Left Eye. So.
I didn't watch videos. This is where we always had this dilemma of he was a video watcher, and I just kind of had him on in the background while I was doing whatever I was doing.
Yeah, girl in the video is a classic. Like it's very early 90s.
But who was she?
I mean, I just assumed that Positive K was a guy and a girl in a group.
I see what you're saying.
That's always what I thought. As I'm looking at the photo album of Positive K, it's just a guy. And his name, the producer says is Easy LG. Mm-hmm. I don't know the guy's name. I assume that's him, though.
It's just always, anyway, one of the reasons I wanted to do this song recently is because I saw a recent TikTok video of which they explained that Positive K is actually both the man and the girl in this song. Little known fact. Did you not know that? Yes. And as I look it up on Google, in quickness, it says, in creating the song, Positive K provided not only the man's dialogue, but also the woman's dialogue by raising the pitch of his voice using studio technology. So he is both the guy and the girl. And I heard it done. What they did was they slowed the song down a lot, and then he just rapped over that. And then when they sped it back up, he sounded like, you know, he had the female type voice.
That's kind of genius, and I can hear, I mean, I could, her voice does sound like maybe that's what's happening, but I also have seen them perform live, and maybe it was just they got a girl to, like, fill in for the role there.
Yeah, just do that part, and they didn't have to pay her for the recording part and actually making the song. Yeah, I could see that.
Because, like, what I always felt like with her voice is, like, she kind of has an annoying as fuck voice, but it works for this song. Like, it just, it works with that beat. It works with that 90s feel.
Yeah, it works
for the way the song, like what the story of it is. Like, it all just works for some reason. But I wouldn't want to hear her on any other track. But in this one, it's fire.
Yeah, I got you. And then, of course, we got the actual story of what actually happened, where Positive K is talking to, we'll just say it is a girl that he's talking to, even though he does both versions, which makes it really weird.
Let's call her Negative K.
Negative K.
K-A-Y.
And he's trying to get her to just hang out with him, even though she's clearly and being very respectful by letting him know, hey, I got a man. And he doesn't care. He's not trying to hear that, see?
He's like, what's your man got to do with me?
What's your man got to do with me?
I mean, a lot, because you're trying to hit on her and she's letting you know that he's there.
She's being real. She's being honest with you. You're trying to push right past that. It sounds quite disrespectful, in my opinion, so far. I mean,
right? Yeah, he's coming in a little aggressive on this one. No, there's a lot of story, I think, that we can dissect up in here. Let's crack this boy open and start chugging through the lyrics, because there's an actual story taking place here. Ayo, sweetie, you looking kind of pretty. What's a girl like you doing in this rough city? You should do the girl lyrics.
Oh, okay. Let me pull that up. I'll just let you.
So she says, I'm just here trying to hold my own ground. At the way she says it. Yeah, I'm just trying to hold my own ground. Yeah, I think I like how that sound. What you say we get to know each other better.
That sounds good, but I don't think I can let you. I don't know. Oh.
That's me. That's the dude now. I don't know. Tell me, is it so? Do you get a kick out of telling brothers no?
No, it's not that. See, you don't understand. How should I put it? I got a man.
Which is a very contradictory sentence right there on its own, because it's like, you don't understand, although it's incredibly easy to understand. It's literally probably the most basic thing to understand if you're trying to, you know, talk to a girl and she's like, no, we can't really talk.
I can almost see why he's pushing past it. Like, she's being real, like, it's just that.
You don't understand. I got a see, man. It's like, yeah.
Like, she's, I like, mean, not even happy about having a man. So he's like, okay, you don't like him, clearly.
This song could have been ended in, like, two lines if she was just direct. More not trying to, you know, beat around the bush, trying to be like,
yeah, just be like, no, I got a man. Stop talking to me.
No, sorry, I got a man, actually. But she's like, you don't understand. See, how should I put it? Well, I got a man. Eventually, if you say that like that, they're going to be like, on, nah, I don't really buy it.
I don't buy it, for sure. I understand why he's approaching this the way he is. Now, maybe once he says it a couple times, he should back off. But at this point, it's understandable. We're like, what's he got to do with me? And honestly, he hasn't said anything about like getting hooking up. He's just like, let's kick it. We can hang out, you know? Which obviously,
you know where his head's at.
It's going,
but.
What was that
sound? What was that sound? So he says, I'm not trying to hear that, see.
I'm not one of those girls that go ripping around.
I'm not a duck, baby, so don't play me like a clown. And here's the thing. I never actually understood what that meant, and I felt like maybe I just was misunderstanding when he says duck. But now I'm reading the lyrics, and that is what he said. So what does a duck and a clown have to do together?
You got duck on yours?
I'm not a duck, baby, so don't play me like
a... I'm not a dog, baby.
Either one doesn't make sense.
I'm not a dog, baby, so don't play me like a clown.
You wouldn't play a dog like a clown or a duck. Neither of them have anything to do with the duck.
Well, you could pull as a clown, you could pull a duck out of a hat or something like.
Some, maybe, I guess. You could also, you know? You could do shit with a dog too. I don't know.
Yeah, so.
There is such an easier way he could have, like.
She could have.
He could have had, like, any word right there.
Yeah.
That, like, is an instrument used by a clown. I'm not a scarf, baby, so don't play me like a clown, you know?
Scarf?
You know, because the scarves are, they're always like. They're like pulling a bunch of scarves out of their fucking like, or their mouth. They're like,
not a scarf. Oh,
or they're like, oh, what?
Not a scarf.
Is there? Do you see? Is there more scarf in this sleeve? It just keeps coming.
There's
what?
There's more scarf. I don't
know what that, there's more scarf to go. Yeah. So that, I don't know.
So that's what scarf?
That's just off the top of my head. Positive K. I thought that is better than duck. Or duck dog. Doesn't make sense.
Or dog.
Here's dog. It sounds cool though. Sounds like it's a good line. I love the back and forth. I feel like I've talked about this before, but I always love when hip-hop does, like, a good back and forth between two people. I think one of my all-time favorites was Jay-Z and JD doing Money Ain't a Thing.
Yeah.
Ferrari or Jaguar, switching four lanes with the top down, screaming out, money ain't a thing.
Bubble hard in the double law, flashing the rings with the window crack, holler back, money ain't a thing.
Jigga, I don't like it if it don't gleam, gleam in the hell with the price, but the money ain't a thing.
Put it down hard for my dogs that's locked in the bang. When you hit the bricks, new whips, money ain't a thing.
Come on. Whole song back and forth, and it was just like, that's all you need sometimes, just fucking bounce back and forth. This guy hits that line, that guy hits that line.
Let's hear Positive K and Negative K, who really is just Positive K doing both of them. Let's hear him go back and forth real quick.
Let's see him go.
I like how you kick it.
Now you're talking, baby, that's the ticket.
Wait a minute, she just said I like how you kick it.
Yeah. She's so just, wait, rewind. You jumped in the middle of that line. All
right, let's go back here, listen to it.
Like a clown.
She's keeping this going.
Yeah, she's playing it along a lot.
I'm not going to lie. I like how you kick it. You just gave him the door. You opened the door. I'm not going to lie. I like how you kick it. What? The way she's answering is very undevoted to her man. And she probably should just be like, you know what? I'm going to call my man and break up with him because I'm not into it. And I'm down to in your, you know what I'm saying?
She is absolutely throwing out the keys to a test drive. With that line right there. Like, you know a guy like this. You know this kind of guy, right? he's coming in hard. This is probably like the third or fourth girl he's like tried some shit on today.
And honestly, he'll back off if you kind of give it. He'll give one, two, maybe three tries, and
he gets rejected
done.
A lot. He's it's part of his game. Third, he's a numbers away. Guy. He's but, a quantity
but
guy.
But if you give him this kind of in,
but you give him the little bit. Well, I mean, I like you I kick like, it. And like he's like, oh, I like, say no more, girl. Let's go.
I'm in this motherfucker. Let's go.
And he says, "Now you're talking, baby. That's the ticket."
Exactly. Let's hear him say it.
I like how you kick it.
Now you're talking, baby. That's the ticket.
Now don't get excited and chuck your own hand. I already told you, I got a man.
What your man got to do with me?
I got a man.
I'm not trying to hear that scene.
I got a man.
What your man got to do with me?
I got a man.
I'm not trying to hear that.
Okay, so that's where she finally... Like she, I think she clicks in her head that she's like, you know what, I got a man. Like she,
I literally just had to say this on repeat, no matter what this guy throws at me. Just,
yeah, yeah, I got it. Okay, no, you know what? I said the wrong things already. I fucking blew it. You know, just I got a man. Right. No, I got a man.
I might have let this one on a little bit.
Yeah, I messed out. I did tell her I shouldn't have spoke. I got a little high, or I had a shot, and then my truth bug was coming
sometimes.
Out of me. But I snapped
fuck,
into
I
it.
Have said
so
that.
You got to be proud of her for snapping back into it. Like sometimes you, I mean. Yeah, I mean.
She is hitting repeat on I Got a Man over and over
and
again.
And now he's just trying
and
to push through.
And this guy keeps trying to push through.
But she opened
man.
The door like
this
three,
type
three
exists.
Seconds prior.
This is a real thing. I think any girl out there that has been out and like had guys approach them will tell you this is a real thing. There are these guys who you could give them six ways to Sunday that you're not interested, but they're just going to be like, nah, but like... Nah, you just, I haven't said the right line yet. I got to crack that
not
code.
Trying to hear that, see?
I'm not trying to hear that, see? And he's going to keep going. Right. And that's where we're at.
I think she busts in. Let's see what she got to say.
With me.
I got a man.
I'm not trying to hear that.
Now you can persist and play down one all night, but ain't nothing going to change.
Yeah, baby, sure, you're right. I'm going to break it down and do whatever I got to do. I'll tell you now, I got eyes for you.
You got eyes, but they're not for me. You better use them for what they're for when that's to see.
You know what's the problem? Youngest of learning. I'm big. Daddy long stroking your man's Pee Wee Herman.
I got a question to ask you, truth. Are you a chef? Cause you keep feeding me soup.
You know what they say about those who sweat themselves. You might find yourself by yourself. I'm not waiting because I'm no waiter. So when I blow up, don't try to kick it to me later.
All them girls must got you gas.
And when they see a good thing, they don't let it pass.
Well, that's okay. You see if that's their plan. Cause for me, I already got a man.
What your man got to do with me?
I got a man.
I'm not trying to hear that scene.
Wow, okay, nice little back and forth there.
Great back and forth.
Well, she wasn't being too rude about it now, but she's clearly, like I said, she mentally crossed it like, you know what, no, I got a man. And then so now she's kind of be having little rude kind of things back to him, like, you must be a chef because you making too much soup, which I don't even know what that means.
It's because that's not what she says.
Oh, what'd she say?
I got a question to ask you, troop. Are you a chef because you keep feeding me soup?
Yeah, that's what I mean. What's that? What's soup?
You said something like, because you have too much soup. It didn't make sense the way you said it.
But yeah, but she's feeding him soup. So what does that? What does soup have to do? What is, I don't understand.
Because it rhymes with troop, which she also didn't need to say. But I like how it's worded. It's good. Right. Are you a chef because you keep feeding me soup? I don't know. I guess it's just because he keeps like feeding her bullshit. He keeps feeding her lines. That's the idea of the soup right there. He's just kind of like, he's got a line for everything she's saying back, which honestly, at a certain point, probably just stop feeding lines back to him.
Yeah, she's
you're
still,
playing into this a little bit. Now, I will give you credit that your lines mostly are, I got a man. But, like, at a certain point, you're like, you don't, like, that's been made clear, and you could probably just take, like, five steps that
go
way.
Go silent on him. Go silent.
Tell the security guard, be like, hey, that guy's bothering me. He won't stop. Like, yeah.
I've already let him know I got a man, like, 16 times. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what else I'm supposed to do.
And he's just like, yeah, baby, sure, you're right. Let me break it down. I'm going to do whatever I got to do. I'm telling you now. I got
eyes
for
you.
Creepy, bro. It's kind of creepy. So all he keeps thinking is like, I haven't said the right thing. So I got to keep working at it.
Once I do, it's on. I guess. I mean,
and then he goes.
Persistence does pay off in many respects.
Let me tell you, I, many years ago, worked as a security guard at like a bit of a nightclub spot. And there were times I remember seeing like, man, this guy is just not giving up. He's just going to keep trying. Like I've seen them make so many movements that suggest, like, no, like, we're okay. Yeah, and sure. I would never fight through that much, like, defense being like, okay, this girl's saying that, making an emotion and not being interested, and just keeps trying. And I've seen multiple times where eventually just wore him down and, like, wow, now he's, like, full on, like, grinding up with her.
And they're making like, out. What
happened? Yeah.
Man, he got
it's crazy. It did. Yeah. You know, I hate to inspire others to try such a game plan, because I still would go against recommending it, because 90% of the time, if that's the case, it's probably not going to work out. But I've seen like the 10% where it does. Yeah, yeah.
I've seen the cry work. I've seen the cry work.
What's
the
cry?
What, you know, the guy's like, hey, why did you like me? Like, yeah, I've seen that done.
No name drops. I know you're thinking. I know you're thinking, but I don't know.
Seen that done.
Yeah, no, so
they all work. They just, you know,
persistence in its own way, can I guess. But one line is then he drops the old, so when I blow up, don't try to kick it to me later. So
hit him with that one. Like, I'm not even, you know, I haven't reached where I'm gonna be, so like, don't try to hit him up.
I mean, Positive K himself, whose name I thought I had earlier, but like, I want to get it right by the end of this. He must have loved when this one dropped, because now he can fucking use that line to the fullest, because I get a vibe that this is just Positive K being Positive K, you know? And he calls it Positive K because he thinks he's being positive, because that's what he considers persistence. But yeah, man, he's a worker, man. He will, once he gets after it, he's not going to stop. And in the video, he goes from like wearing 90s workout gear to like, and then he's like wearing like one of those like baggy 90s like businessman suits. So he's like trying to like portray all the different outfits. Yeah, yeah.
Let's keep it going. What else you got to say?
What am I? Some grabbing mate that just came home from jail sweating you for a date. I don't want no beef. I just want to get together.
But how are you talking? Psh, whatever.
We can't have nothing.
It all depends.
Well, if we can't be lovers, then we can't be friends.
Well, then I guess it's nothing.
Well, hey, I think you're bluffing.
Well, I'm gonna call my man.
Well, I can get a ragamuffin. You better catch a flashback. Remember, I'm not crabbing it. You know my style, but I'm not having it.
All I remember is an excuse me, miss. You can't get a girl like me with a line like this.
Well, look. I treat you good.
My man treats me better.
I talk sweet on the phone.
My man writes love letters.
I'll tell you that I want you and tell you that I care.
My man says the same except he's sincere.
Well, I'm clean cut and dapper. That's what I'm about.
My man buys me things and he takes me out.
Well, you can keep your man because I don't go that route.
So he's not taking her out? Is that basically what he said? Like, oh, your man takes you out and shit?
You can keep your man because I don't go that route.
Yeah, I'm good, dude. He takes you out and shit?
Oh, wait, he takes you to dinner? Nah.
Well, yeah, keep him. He's a keeper. You should probably go.
We were going to watch MTV in my grandma's basement, but that's a whole thing. I am not willing to do that.
You crossed the light. Wait, that. Okay, he beat me there.
At no point did he actually say anything about how he's going to like spend money on her. He's all about, I'm clean cut and dapper. That's what I'm about.
The moment he found out that the other dude was like spending money and like taking her out.
He's all talk. He's a lot of talk.
Oh, what? Oh, he did what? Oh, okay. Well, yeah, you should definitely choose him.
Yeah. I don't want no beef. I just want to get together. Yeah, like literally all his lines of trying to prove himself are literally just like, no, I'm trying to get with you. I'm trying to get like, with you, though.
That's it, though. Like,
you, she's trying to say other things like, yeah, my man says the same except for he's sincere. He writes me letters.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, I'll talk sweet on the phone.
Talk sweet on the phone. Yeah, yeah. This guy, first of all, the boyfriend sounds like, first of all, he's either one of two things, a big old bitch, or he's like Prince Charming and like the best man ever, because like he's doing everything. Writes her love letters, takes her out. I guess that's just what you're supposed to do as a boyfriend, right? That's like just regular boyfriend shit. I should be writing letters. Sorry, babe. I'll write you a letter.
Well, this is the 90s. That was the one of the
that's
still
right. I could just text her.
I'll text you. Form of communications back then. But hey, a good written letter is excellent. You know, that's an excellent strategy. I would recommend all guys do that right now. Write a letter at the end of the day. You know why? Because they'll save that. They'll keep it in like a shoebox and they'll keep it forever. Negative K's guy gets that. At least she says he does. I don't know. Yeah, it's hard to say.
Sounds like she's building him up.
What are the odds that she's just making this up the whole time? Because she's honestly, And I think maybe he's trying to, that's his game plan. It's like, he's like trying to call her bluff. Like, there's no guy. She's just trying to like, at which point I'm going to wear you down with all my efforts
right now.
She was
trying to see. So, okay, maybe she was doing this. Like, with everything she was saying that her man would do, she was hoping, okay, I'll do that. And so she was getting all a bunch of check marks. Okay, you're going to write me letters? You're going to do this? And then the moment she got to, you're going to buy me dinner and take me out? He was like,
uh-uh. Yeah, you keep your man. Uh-uh. I'm not going to go that way. Fuck all that.
Nah, yeah, I was doing everything else. Like, I would have called you and shit, but.
I was going to call you at night and talk dirty on the phone. I was up for that. That part, I was game for.
But you want to go out to dinner and shit? Sizzler and shit?
I never understood what this line meant. And it's the kind of thing where I've never actually read the lyrics, but I've always heard them. So again, I'm what? Like, I was wondering. She says, again, she's giving just enough room to where, like, she's making it sound like there's a possible thing. He says, we can't have nothing. It all depends. Well, if we can't be lovers and we can't be friends, well, then I guess it's nothing. Well, hey, I think you're bluffing. Well, I'm going to call my man. Well, I can get Ragamuffin. What is Ragamuffin? What does that mean?
Yeah, I don't know. Look it up. Let's see.
Can you look up Ragamuffin? Can you look up the name of Positive K while you're looking shit up?
Yeah, Ragamuffin. And then he says, Big Daddy Longstroke. He throws that in there. He's like, talk shit on her man real quick.
He goes, I'm Big Daddy Longstroke, your man's Pee Wee Herman. How much would it suck if you were like known, like you're Paul Rubens, right? You play Pee Wee Herman, and your name is being referenced in a song as like the guy with the little dick. You're literally being known. Oh, they name drop you in a rap song. That's cool. Yeah, well, it was a reference. Yeah, they drop your name to suggest the guy has a tiny penis. So, yes, yeah, sorry, your tiny penis guy. That's what everybody's going to look at when they look at your weird little red bow tie and your ill-fitting gray suit.
Little penis.
They're thinking little penis. That's it. Sorry, guy. Sorry, guy, but you had to know that when you picked the name Pee Wee Herman as like a stage act. But anyways.
All right, the answer to what is a ragamuffin is, it's very simply a person, typically a child, in dirty clothes.
Okay. Well, I don't know why he'd be calling that. I also don't know why there's references to crab. There's multiple references to crab, at least according to the lyrics here. He says, what am I, some crab inmate? Just got home from jail sweating you for a date.
I don't want no beef. I just want to get together.
With how you talking? Whatever. And then later, he says,
Wait, go back to that real quick. I don't want no beef. I just want to get together.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Oh, that's him saying that.
Yeah.
Like, psh, look at how you talking, psh, whatever. Okay,
yeah. Gotta. And he says then, you better catch a flashback. Remember, I'm not crabbing it. You know my style, and I'm not having it. Why is there multiple references to crabs in this song?
You don't want to be a crab. Crabs are bad.
You don't want to be crab, you don't want to be Pee Wee Herman.
You got to get like a moisturizer and some type of antibiotic and stuff. And
yeah, I guess.
I've never had them, but I've heard from. So anyway, last thing we heard was this dude was straight done with her because he found out that the man she has takes her out.
He says, you got a what?
Let's see where he goes from there.
Don't you know you offer respect me?
There's a lot of girls out there who won't say no.
You offer mommy with your DJ money.
Boom, batter, my pocket's getting fatter. I want to turn you on and excite you. Let me know the spot on your body and I'll bite you. So when your man don't treat you like it used to, I kick in like a turbo booster. You won't love and you don't have to ask when. Your man's a headache, I'll be your aspirin. All confusion, you know, I'll solve them.
I got a man.
You got a what? How long you had that problem? What your man got to do with me?
I got a man.
I'm not trying to hear that, see?
I got a man.
What your man got to do with me?
I got a man.
I'm not trying to hear that.
I got a man.
Hey, yo, baby, put up and down, no preservatives and additives.
I
told you I'd treat you right.
I got a man.
I ain't no cute shit front.
I'm not having
come
it.
Come on, miss. Oh, we back on that again.
Yeah.
I feel like you could have let that song fade out a little bit.
It's only because on Spotify, I had it on the thing, and it was already starting to blend to the next
song. It's okay. Explanations aren't necessary. I actually do like it when that song ends right at, but your man ain't me. That's a good place to stop, to be honest.
I fucked up. Well, I fucked up.
I mean, you didn't. This is fine. Don't fucking do this.
Have you ever heard of another song called I'm Not Having It by Positive K?
Positive K is absolutely at the top of the list of 90s one-hit wonders, which I kind of feel like, somebody correct me if I'm wrong, I feel like 90s was the era of one-hit wonders, because for some reason in the 90s, a song like when it came out of nowhere with an artist you didn't know, it had the ability to get bigger, I think, than anything, than any other era, and also put that person out there, you know? Like, there's an endless...
So he would go across the country just singing this one song. And shit.
Yeah, and then they would disappear. I just feel like when I think of one-hit wonders, the first ones that come to my head are all in the 90s. And Positive K has got to be like in that top 10 range, because this song, at least to me, was one of my favorite songs of the 90s. It's got a unique sound. It's got a rap that works, a story, a good back and forth flow, a girl whose voice is kind of annoying, but it works in this song. And I actually am wondering if another Positive K song has her in it. And now you're telling me that it wasn't even a girl the whole time. So did he keep the gimmick going? Did he keep it alive?
I don't know. Let's get like two other songs a go here. How the Fuck Would You Know is one of them. Let's see.
That's the name of the song?
Why are niggas always crossing over something, huh? What's the matter, huh? They can sell the music as long as they can't see our faces.
Man, first we build up a strong crossover audience, then we can come out strong.
Crossover ain't nothing but a double cross. And once we lose our audience, we're never gonna get them back.
Fast forward in the middle.
I think we got it.
Yeah.
Totally different sound. Totally different sound.
Basic underground kind of beat to it.
I did like how the beat came in at the beginning though. But I could tell, it's one of those songs where I could tell like once it like settled in, I was like, nah, this is what the song is. I could tell.
And one more. Pass the mic. Yeah, see, this is super like, you know, 90s beat,
very 90s hip hop
rapping behind it. So the only one that had the uniqueness was him to think of, hey, I could that sound like a girl too. And you, it was a success, because
it must have been a mind fuck.
Yeah, he must have been like, dude, wait, I don't care. I wonder how they came up with that. Like,
it's such a weird concept to even come up with, and then it starts playing, and then you almost gotta like live the charade of being like, okay, I need to pretend like this other girl is actually a real person that's in the song, and I got to find somebody that sounds like it, and it's a very unique voice, so it's not an easy thing for like to find a girl that could do that. And then that's the main song everybody's going to want you to do the whole time. Yeah. You'd almost have to like rap both sides on stage if you're him.
Yeah, right?
And you could do it. Clearly, I guess you could do it.
Well, no, because he had to slow down his voice. Like, he didn't do his voice. They slowed down the song, so the rest of the song was like, what's your man got to do with me? And then he was like, I got a man. And he sang it like a regular person.
At a certain point, though, I'm sure he got a ability to make his voice on stage sound like the girl in some form. I don't know. It's interesting.
I doubt it, dude.
This is the most, I actually kind of almost like want to like stop this and do my own research and find out exactly what you're talking, because I'm just going off what you're telling me right now. But I believe you
stop and do your research. We can stop at any point and then try and jump back on, and you'd be like, all right,
nah,
so I did it.
Boring. I'd rather talk about how what reason that this song really works is because the 90s beat is fucking epic.
Phenomenal.
And it starts with a little SWV sample, which, again, another one of my favorite songs in the series. And I remember I first knew Positive K's song before I knew which song it came from. But I remember hearing that little... And I always wanted to know, dude, I love that beat. Like, what is that from? Because I wanted to hear a song with that. And then I finally found this SWV song called Anything. And that's, as far as I know, where the song comes from. So I'm going to play that right now.
That's a good one.
Right?
And then you showed me recently, this is the original actual beat comes from A Taste of Honey, correct? Is that?
I did. So then there's the song that they made that beat from. So one thing that happens a lot when it comes to like hip hop, especially in the 90s, is years after you've been listening to a song, you come across the original version that took place like 10 years earlier. And you're like, that's where that all came from. So that just happened to me with this song like in this past year, and I added it to my Spotify Throat Way Back playlist. So now I listen to this song all the time, but it's called A Taste of Honey. Well, the band's called, or the group is called Taste of Honey. Song is called Rescue Me, and it goes a little something like this.
I don't think I've ever heard that song.
I know, I hadn't either,
but I'm gonna start playing it.
What a joy it was for me to learn that. And again, I've said this so many times during the Dissect DJs, but this is when music's at its best. Just like when you discover something that had always been there. That song's from 1986, by the way. I just discovered it in 2024, and all of a sudden it's like I've been loving Positive K, I Got a Man, since my childhood, and it was heavily because I always loved that beat. Then you're like, this is where it came from. Now I can enjoy that sound in a completely different manner, and it's how it was originally meant to be. I respect the producers who are able to find that, seek it out, and find a new way to play it, and I respect the original artists who are able to put something like that together. Music is awesome, and that's why we devote our entire Dissect podcast to appreciating some of the best music that there is, and then some of the weird music that people come out with now, because
some weird shit.
Sometimes people want to make songs about being a work of art,
yeah,
and being a Leo, and being then, a Libra, being but identifying
every,
as a Cancer.
Every
but
actually, religion in the world.
And being in the Torah, the Quran, and the Bible all at once somehow. But
oh, well.
Being the rain, but also the sun.
And still slap the shit out of
Chris Rock.
Chris Rock, because he's an asshole. Yeah.
Check our last episode for reference.
Slaps and snaps of...
Positive K, I Got a Man.
Positive K, I Got a Man. Hit it.
Four out of five slaps.
Yeah, all right. I can see that. That's pretty good. That's where I thought it would be.
And you know what else?
What?
A little Z snap.
Oh, shit.
A little Z snap, because that's a female's response after telling the guy roughly 348 times, I got a man. And let me tell you something, girls. I appreciate it if your response to a guy is, I got a man. That's a good thing. You should let him know upon first hitting on. After, I don't know, three times, four even.
You don't got to talk to him no more.
You walk away. Don't need to keep entertaining him. And after, especially if after 15 I got a man's, you then hit him with a, well, I admit, I like how you kick it. Just know that guy is not.
He's done.
He's finding your socials. He's sliding in your DMs. He's going to find somebody that like has your number. He's going to figure out where you live. A guy who's this persistent, you give him an inch, he's taking every mile he can, you know? So just be aware of that. Just be aware. And, you know, don't complain about it when suddenly this guy's doing some stalker shit, because Positive K, you should just call him Stalker K. We called her Negative K, but as I'm going through it, I'm like, she's like slightly leaning in K. He's Stalker K. So.
Hey, yo, sweetie, you're looking kind of pretty. What's a girl like you doing in this rock city? I'm just here trying.
Did you just do that yourself?
Yeah, I was trying to slow it down so it like did the thing, but anyway.
You went the wrong direction, I think.
Yeah, let me try it one more time.
Because the voice.
Soaking your man's Pee Wee Herman.
I got a question to ask you, truth. Are you a chef? Because you keep feeding me soup.
Oh, hey. It is him.
Isn't that crazy? Let's try it again.
Do it again.
Soaking your man's Pee Wee Herman.
I got a question to ask you, truth.
Are you a chef? Because you keep feeding me soup.
I think you went too far in that one. Why does it slow down? Can you keep it at like a certain pitch, like a certain speed the whole time?
I don't know. Let me see.
I got a question to ask you.
Go here. Give me a sec. Tune in. Let me try something here. I'm gonna drop some beats here.
I got a question to ask you, truth. Are you a chef? Cause you keep feeding me soup. I got a question to ask you, truth. Are you a chef? Cause you keep feeding me soup. I got a question to ask you, truth. Are you a chef? Cause you keep feeding me soup. I got a question.
Well, you gotta let the girl play.
That's her.
Oh, that is the girl. You're right. Are you a chef? Cause you keep feeding me soup. Yeah, yeah. Sounds just like him. You're right.
Put the pitch back up.
I got a question to ask you, truth. You a chef, cause
you
keep feeding me soup. I got a question to ask you, truth. Are you a chef, cause you keep feeding me soup?
So yeah.
All right.
Crazy, right?
You know what? Positive K, way ahead of his time. Nowadays, we're so in... There's so much more AI that's like taking these effects we have to like manipulate what you can. You have Tame Impala. One of my favorite music acts nowadays.
Tame Impala.
Tame Impala is one guy who records every part of the instruments, and he often puts like different like effects on his own voice. They make amazing music, but it's really just one guy who like performs as like an entire group, and he just records himself playing the different stuff, and it's awesome. But like that's like an example of like somebody kind of modern day utilizing the skills that we have to be able to make music by just throwing down different layers on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tame Impala's got some good shit. So they, as you can see, he puts like his own like effects on his voice and the music he does, but he does all that. So he literally just goes and lays it down. He'll perform something on guitar. He'll do it on the drums. And then he'll just like create the music like in audio program right that. And he'll just like manipulate stuff and make it better. You could do that nowadays. I actually respected that they did. So Positive K, way ahead of his time. And that's pretty awesome. So... He figured out a way to be like, I don't even need to get the, maybe the, like he, I wonder if he like auditioned a few different girls for the part and he's like, you know what? I can do this myself. I can just fuck with the pitches.
Probably. He was like, no, you don't sound like it's supposed to sound. Either.
No.
And I agree with you. Same slap, same snaps as
do
Castle.
It. You have to slap it out.
No, I disagree with you.
No, it's like, no. Like I want to hear
it. Like those two quotations that you put under something to like copy it down, you know?
Yeah.
You know, like punctuation and shit where you put it under. And like,
I want to hear the slap. There. Is that so hard?
Good song, classic, always remember it. And let's be honest, it's just one of those one-hit wonders that you don't mind hearing. Now, I probably won't hear it, listen to the whole thing, unnecessary, but just the main verse, you're down to hear it during a 90s set. Like, what's your man got to do with me? And now that I found out it's both of him, it makes it even more unique because I'm going to be saying that every time the song comes on. But hey, did you know? Like, I'm going to be that guy. But it's okay because I didn't know that, so I'm guessing other people wouldn't know that. And I get to be that guy for the rest of my life. Hey, did you know that?
Did you know? By the way.
You know?
So. Positive K is Daryl Gibson.
Daryl Gibson
was an American MC songwriter from the Bronx, New York. So he kind of came up in the early days of hip hop being, you know, it was like born in New York and he was kind of a part of that scene. So he was aware for that. So a bit of a pioneer in a lot of ways in hip hop. And I'm glad that we could dissect this and give him his flowers. But hey, she's got a man. Next! She does.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. That means it's time for MyLowe's Rewards members to save big with up to 40% off hundreds of items like appliances, tools, home essentials, and more. Plus, get free standard shipping. Shop these exclusive member-only savings now through October 15th. Not a rewards member? Join for free today. Free standard shipping not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.